Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. You open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's the second day of January 2024, and it is a Tuesday. I got to go get some calendars. I never, I got to get some calendars. At any rate, fucking a whole nother year of fucking treacherous fucking goddamn treasonous fucking goddamn tyranny inflicted upon the people as they just sit there and fucking take it. Anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively, and the time is 12:05 Pacific time. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And when I'm looking, we're looking for a high of 41 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and the low of 29 and snow and rain showers. Yuck. At any rate, we'll run through this short break and then we'll be back and we'll go listen to some real fucking propaganda.
Kings and queens and guillotines taking lives denied. Scotch and parchment, lazy lords, when bishops took the ride all through the sea.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. See, we got special over here. This is from yesterday. And fucking, I'm going to get these on MP3 files, and so we can put them up on the board, and I'm going to pack this motherfucker every chance I get. Yuval Noah Harari, a professor of history at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem in Israel, and I can't play it because I don't have it on the MP3, but I will have it on the MP3. But this cocksucker, I see FedEx behind him. I'll tell you what, fucking boycott fucking FedEx. I've seen this little motherfucker 100 fucking times, and he's a little fucking goddamn Bolshevik fucking propagandist. He thinks he's a smart son of a bitch, but he's a dumb son of a bitch. There's no such thing as human rights. It's a story, says this motherfucker, right? And so, you know, I'm here to tell you a little story, Mr. fucking Harara, whatever in the fuck your name is, Yuval. I'm going to tell you a little fucking story. The written ratified law of December 15, 1791 is not a fucking story, boy. You don't believe it. You say you can't touch it. You can't feel it. You can't fucking smell it. You're saying it's like a fucking religion. You're saying that it's fucking made up and it's a collective mindset. Well, I say it's individual free sovereign right. And by God, yeah, you see that he says you can cut your chest open on a human. Well, he calls us fucking goddamn Homo sapien. You're the Homo sapien, son of a bitch. I'm a living entity. I'm a living man on this fucking earth of the highest fucking caliber, way above the animals, way above the fucking pieces of shit like you. You are the one who is the goddamn, what the fuck do you call it? Primate motherfucking piece of shit. At any rate, oh man, I gotta slow down so I can get this right. So I've been thinking about this for two fucking days. Call me a fucking goddamn, what the hell did he call us? Fucking, we're not even human beings. Goddamn, I just said it. At any rate, motherfucker, you say that you can't see, feel, taste, or fuck or smell or anything our fucking right, so it's just a fucking story? Is that a goddamn fact? Well, you know what? That first article says I have freedom of speech. Can you fucking hear me? I'm fucking exercising it so you can hear it, right? It says we have freedom of assembly. The first article does. There are other people listening to me right now. Other people might come up and talk to me right now. We are assembled. That's fucking real, buddy. You can look at it. And as far as the fucking freedom of the press, we put up on this fucking site whatever we goddamn well please. There ain't a fucking thing your little Jew ass can do about it, bitch. Now you say you can't see him, taste him, or I mean, none of your sensories can see fucking human rights. Well, I tell you what, you can see the goddamn written, ratified, absolute, ratified by the representatives of the people, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. I'll tell you fucking how. You come down to 419 Ash Street, United States of fucking America, Chiloquin, Oregon, you little motherfucker. You come out here and I'll fucking take a 44 and I'll fucking take a 280 grain bullet and put it through your fucking knee. Then you will feel my second article. You will feel it. You will hear it. When you reach down, if there's a ligament still holding your fucking leg on, when you reach down to grab it, you'll feel it a fucking again. And if you could stop screaming, because you will shit your pants when that fucker hits your knee, you could smell it. Because you shit yourself. You're a little fucking communist propaganda fucking Marxist piece of shit. And you're not even a good one. I took the time, guys. There was a long, it was like a 3-hour interview with this little fucker. And I'm fucking listening to it and I'm listening to his spiel. He thinks he's a sharp son of a bitch, but he's dumber than a fucking rail. He'll fucking go and he'll make a fucking a proposition that is fucking just like I just tore that one apart. It's fucking bullshit. But he talks real fast. He's a trained communist propagandist. That's what that little Jew fuck is. And so he'll talk real fast and he'll change subjects. And he'll go into something like the chemistry of the brain after he says something like he said, there's no human rights. And over to another thing. And he'll do it for about 5 minutes, talking fast as he can. And then he'll come back full circle, back around to where the thing that you let get planted in your mind because he was talking so fucking fast. He thinks most people can. I can think as fast as you can talk, little fuck. You better realize that. And then he'll come back around with the angle on his communist fucking Bolshevik fucking agenda that he wants to use. He wants to fucking plant in your fucking mind. He's no good. I mean, fucking, I've watched several videos with this little prick on him. And he's not good. He thinks he's fucking highly intelligent. He's dumber than a fucking red brick. I can hear everything you're fucking saying. I know why you're saying it. And I know what you're trying to fucking do. You're a fucking piece of shit. And you know, if you click on this motherfucker and go over to the thing, this is, well, I think I would do this. Just hang on a second. There's another motherfucker over here. I'm going to turn you off, son of a bitch, because we're not going to listen to you. We're going to go down. I want to see the comments. Where are the comments? We'll go back and we'll find them. See if we can get them. Get rid of this prick. There was a place for comments. For comments. Watch. Nah, they took that down. Anyway, on this place, you go to the site and then on comments and you go down past that. And there's another motherfucker. And this guy's fucking talking. I'm going to get this on MP3 too. But this guy here, he says the elite are going to be gods on this earth. He looks in real mean into the camera. And he says, I'm going to be a god. You try to stop me and I'll kill you. You know what, motherfucker? I am going to stop you. And you know what? You say you're going to kill me? You're a god? 419 Ash Street, fucking Chiloquin, Oregon. United States, you little United big ass state, little s states of little a America, motherfucker. Come on, come here and fucking kill me. Oh, wait a minute. You don't do your own killing, do you? You got no balls. You don't do your own fucking even, do you? You fucking cowards. You run your fucking mouth, man. You think you can take stolen wealth and fucking, I mean, you're like the fucking guy. I mean, they talk about fucking progression and fucking technology and all this fucking happy horse shit. None of it is fucking real, man. What they want to go back to is the fucking Middle Ages when they fucking ruled everything. Let me see if I can get back on page one here again. Look, so we can go down to the articles. Yep. Anyway, we're going to have that on MP3 tomorrow, too, and we'll just click it on, click it off, click it on. I'm going to come here, you motherfucker. Come here and kill me. I'm going to stop you. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to stop you, you little fuck. You fucking punk. I guarantee you've never fought a fist fight in your fucking life, let alone come up against somebody with a fucking gun defending their goddamn rights. And you know what, Noah? You motherfucker, you declared war on the American people. You declared war on our fucking law. Openly declared fucking war on it. So you're not, you got no goddamn fucking common law court fucking goddamn trial coming. You are an enemy combatant, motherfucker. So come do your shit, you little puny bastard. Let me see you fucking do it. Let's see if you can fucking fight like you talk. What else do we have here? Oh, I love this. This is a good one. U.S. military leaders to be court-martialed over illegal vaccine mandates. Oh, really? It's again from the people's fucking voice, and you're going to hear some fucking propaganda because the people's voice is just a fucking shill driving around, a bunch of them driving around in Ferraris with goddamn sheepskin fucking fucking seat covers going to their goddamn apartments. I don't know what the fuck they're called. Anyway, military leaders, this is by Adele Tababati, he's the guy with the fucking seats on the Porsche. Military leaders in the U.S. are facing calls to be court-martialed over the unconstitutional. I keep hating that fucking, you know that Constitution did not grant us our fucking rights. Our rights were fucking consolidated before they were attached to that fraudulent fucking document. Unconstitutional vaccines never existed. It's a fucking biological kill agent mandates. See, you're throwing propaganda in there, people's voice. You're not alternative media. You're like fucking CNN. That's what you fucking are, that were imposed on thousands of American troops. It could be more like Fox because he seems more like Trump tards on this one. On Monday, 231 service members from various branches of the United States Armed Forces came together to sign a declaration of military accountability. Ut fucking O. This document, spearheaded by Commander Robert A. Greene, Jr. of the U.S. Navy, marks a pivotal moment in military history calling for accountability for the American unconstitutional acts committed within the armed forces. Well, the very fact that the fucking the standing army exists is, well, it's violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. How about that? Because that Constitution never fucking existed. And here you're hearing the stupidity. These guys here, I mean, you're talking general and stuff. These are supposed to be educated fucking people. And they are, because they know the truth. And I just want to go on. The GatewayPundit.com reports veteran Brad Miller wrote on X, at 4 a.m. Eastern today, a few minutes ago, senior military leaders received an email with a letter attached called the Declaration of Military Accountability. I know because I sent the email. I sent on behalf of myself and 230 other signatories of the letter. The letter is not addressed to the military leaders, but rather to the American people. Really? Are you talking to me, son of a bitch? You better know some law. The email was merely to inform these military leaders that there is a group of troops and vets pledging to the American public that we will do everything lawfully within our power. Now, what law are you working in here, buddy? Because you're not working in the fucking common law. That's a natural fucking fact, because you're not coming at this as any individual, and it's not going to go into any common law fucking court. So you're working in the admiralty, the unlawful admiralty that you were a part of, that you served, and you fucking violated the rights out of the fucking individual free sovereignty of this nation under. Let's go on. Lawfully within our power. You have no power, son of a bitch. You're under fucking King Chuck's rule. You're a subject, asshole. And you have no fucking power. Unless you're ready to take that fucking gun and start racking off some fucking rounds, you ain't got nothing to fucking say to me. Our power to stop the willful destruction of our military. It's not our fucking military. It is the United Nations fucking military, and nothing more than a bunch of mercenaries that we pay for to go into other countries to take their fucking goddamn resources and give them to the fucking Jews. By his own leadership, let's take our country back in 2024. Let's begin by defending our military. Fuck you. You separate yourself from the people, and you should, because you are not the fucking people. You have not served the fucking people. You have served our fucking enemy, the corporation. That's who you swore your fucking allegiance to. You swore your allegiance to a corporate fucking document and to the fucking corporations it represents. Military from its own leadership. They are not our leadership. They are illegitimate. The whole fucking thing's a fraud. You can find the body of the letter below soon. We'll have it on a website where you can find it as well, along with the names of 231 signatories, and you can donate money. Because you know what? We're going to go down and we're going to do some goddamn lobbying. We're going to go buy some little boys and girls and take them up to the fucking, up to the Capitol, and we're going to lobby like the fucking Gun Owners of America and fucking the rest of these fucking fraudulent pricks. The signatories in their open letter to the American public emphasize the importance of morale and religious foundations. See, here we go. You're going to try a theocracy, you fuckers. I know who's behind this. You fucking try it, and we'll treat you just like the fascist fucking pricks you are. You will die. You will never enforce your fucking goddamn personal beliefs on me, you cocksuckers. You try it, you die, just like that fucking Jew. Religious foundations are articulated by U.S. President John Adams, stressing that the Constitution is designed for a society grounded in these values, he added. Fuck your Constitution. Shove your Constitution that never was up your fucking ass. I don't give a fuck what the motherfucker says, because it's unenforceable, because the people never empowered it. Got it? And you're not going to fuck here, because this is the part you're going to try and hijack, because you know it's getting ready to go off, huh? You motherfucker, try it. You'll die. We overwhelm you so much you can't even, you know how much we overwhelm you. You're not going to be fucking hijacked, just like your fucking counterparts back in 1776. You want to be the new fucking goddamn government. You want to take your interpretations of your fucking book and try to make it the law I live by. Give it a fucking go, cocksucker. See how it works out for you. The letter reads, the flag and general officers are far from the only ones complicit in recent illegal activities, as a significant number of SES leaders and political appointees contributed. Evidence indicates that other executive agencies are engaging in illegal activity. No fucking shit. You're a genius. However, as service members and veterans, we feel particularly responsible for the DOD, and in accordance with our oaths, well, you took an oath to a fucking constitution that didn't exist, and you swore to fucking obey the fucking fucking CEO, a fucking corporate CEO that works for fucking King Chuck, buddy. You ain't going nowhere with this. I mean, you might get a new car, you might get some fucking get you a side up and get plenty of fucking money, but you don't have a fucking clue what you're talking about. We will make every effort to demonstrate by example how an institution can put its own house in order. You cannot fix a fraud from within a fraud. And your fucking goddamn military is a fucking fraud, built upon a fucking fraud. It is the fucking poisonous fruit of a poisonous tree. It cannot be fixed from within. It must be fucking destroyed. You understand that? They're looking to make some money here. We, the undersigned, on behalf of hundreds of thousands of service members and the American people, you don't speak for me, motherfucker. I'm not one of the American people. I'm an American national, and you've completely left me out of the fucking conversation. While appealing to the supreme judge of the world for guidance, hey, take your religion, shove it up your fucking ass. It's one of the biggest fucking problems we face. You can't put your goddamn religion aside. You can't put your gold and your silver aside and get on that one fucking page and enforce the fucking law, can you? We got to fucking bow to your fucking God. I'll never bow. I'll never bend a fucking knee to no motherfucker, living or dead. Impurity of intention, mutually pledged to each other that we will do everything in our power. You have no fucking power throughout lawful word and action to hold accountable military. I'm laughing at you. This does anything. It's like Gun Owners of America or fucking the NRA. It's just to fucking get a bunch of cash to do something that's our fucking, only we can fucking do this, people. And you fucking know it. These son of a bitches are a bunch of fucking frauds. You don't have the authority to do it. You do not have the standing. You do not have a court to do it in, dumbass. And you're not going to fix a fraud from within. It's an impossibility. That's mathematical fucking fact. The declaration outlines grave concerns about the current state of the nation, highlighting avaricious corruption and failures within key institutions, including the Department of Defense. No fucking shit. A significant portion of the declaration criticizes the implementation of COVID-19. Doesn't exist. You don't put that in COVID-19. Hey, people's voice, there you are again. Fucking telling something and advocating for a lie. Vaccine never fucking existed. You could go right to the CDC site. No fucking vaccine. Biological kill agent mandate with the military. The others accuse military leaders of breaking law, trampling constitutional rights. You have no constitutional rights. The Constitution granted you no fucking rights. That's why you had to have the Bill of Rights, which is a separate document ratified separately. It stands on its fucking own. It belongs to the people, not to the fucking corporation. Denying informed consent, permitting unwilling medical experimentation, and suppressing free exercise of religion. You always run to that shit, don't you? Well, you can't put it aside. You can't just pick up your fucking guns, enforce the fucking law so we can have our autonomy back. Then you won't have an argument about religion or anything else. I'm your fucking boy. I'm your fucking huckleberry. The signatories link these actions to a range of consequences suffered by service members. What, you don't think this was suffered by the whole fucking nation? You don't think I lost fucking loved ones? I lost my fucking wife, you motherfuckers. Don't act like you're a separate entity or something fucking special about you, because you're not special. You have committed treason against your fucking people and against the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And the only reason you're pissy about it is because they didn't give you a pass. Service members and their families, including financial hardship, emotional distress, physical ailment, and in some cases, homelessness and death. You know, and just we get to talk to you. They separate the military from the rest of it because they are separate from the rest of it. You're corporate fucking goddamn entities. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. In their pledge, the undersigned committed to holding their leadership accountable through moral and legal means. What legal means? What legal means? Are you going to take them into a common law court, which is the only court that you can take them into? Because the rest of the courts are the King's Esquire's courts or the fucking goddamn Star Chamber courts of King Chuck. What court are you going to take? Well, you give us enough money, we'll hire some lawyers. See, we'll hire a fucking law firm. Well, probably a couple million ought to do it. And, hey, man, you know, we'll run the whole show and we'll give ourselves fucking $500,000 salaries for each year. We'll get some planes and all kinds of shit rather than do, hey, if you're a fucking goddamn soldier, get to fucking shooting, motherfucker. You got every goddamn right to fucking shoot these motherfuckers down. They have fucking violated the fucking our law. They have violated our fucking goddamn persons. They have killed our fucking people ad nauseum. And you're gonna sue them? Are you going to sue them? Are you? They express intentions to rebuild trust by demonstrating that leaders cannot discard constitutional rights or law for political gains. They can't. I beg to fucking differ. Until the people step up as individuals, only we, the people, can fucking enforce that goddamn law. And it is the Bill of Rights. It ain't constitutional rights, you asshole. There is no goddamn constitution. There never fucking was. The signatories include a diverse range of ranks and positions, from high-ranking officers to enlist personnel across various branches of the military. And the U.S. military, that's a capital U and that's a capital S. That's the corporate fucking military. You're all fucking corporate fucking goddamn mercenaries, period. And that's what you signed on for. And you ain't going to do shit about this unless you throw that fucking uniform off and become a fucking American national and fucking stand up and fucking fight for that goddamn Bill of Rights. Read the full letter below. In the course of human... Oh, fuck, I love this. In the... Oh, God, you really, man. Yeah, you're just like the motherfuckers that hijacked the first fucking uprising, aren't you? You think you're going to fucking hijack this uprising? You good fucking luck. You don't know how fucking pissed we are out here and how pissed we are at you. Because you have been the goddamn enforcement mechanism behind this goddamn fucking treachery, and you know it. In the course of human events, it sometimes becomes necessary to admonish the lawless, encourage the faith-hearted, some more of your fucking religious shit, and strengthen the weak. We have reached just such a time in our history. The affairs of our nation are now steeped in corruption, and our once stalwart institutions, including the Department of Defense, is unfucking lawful. The people never gave no goddamn permission for a Department of Defense. There was to be no fucking standing army. This is supposedly coming from a constitution that was never fucking ratified by the people. Hence, the people never gave any authority to that. And the people own all the fucking authority. We are the supreme superior authority of this fucking country. We are the goddamn sovereigns of this country on a par with the fucking goddamn King of England. You got that? Department of Defense are failing to fulfill the moral obligations upon which they were founded, standing upon our natural constitution. I mean, you're going back to you think about that greatest generation, and you just fucking you all that was right. We were doing it right back then when we were fucking preserving international communism by stopping Japan from wiping out communism in fucking China, and stopping fucking the Germans from wiping out communism in fucking goddamn the Middle East. Give me 1 second, guys. I'll be right back. All apologies. Where the hell were we? Oh, yeah. But oh, God. I bet this guy was sitting there thinking, what a goddamn man patriot I am. Fuck you, punk. In the course of human events, it sometimes becomes necessary to admonish the lawless, encourage the faith-hearted, and strengthen the weak. We have reached just such a time in our history. The affairs of our nation are now steeped in avaricious corruption, and our once stalwart institutions have never fucking been. All a fucking lie. All your fucking wars were lies. While fucking 50,000 were being killed in Vietnam, they were holding conventions in goddamn Chicago for the fucking goddamn fucking communists. We know all the fucking lies here, including Department of Defense. There is no Department of Defense ratified by the fucking people. Are failing to fulfill their moral obligations upon which they were founded, standing upon our natural... They were founded under an unlawful fucking goddamn corporation. They were founded by an unlawful corporation that became a corporation by violating the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of we the people. In fact, Article 9 and Article fucking 10. They had no authority to do it, you see? So they had no constitutional rights, standing upon our natural constitution. Our natural rights, yes. That constitution couldn't grant us any fucking thing, as we gave it no power to. Got it? Rights. We hereby apprise the American people that we have exhausted all internal efforts to rectify recent criminal activity within the armed forces. In the Declaration of Independence, No, the Declaration of Independence is just like this bullshit here. That's when the fucking uprising by the people for their fucking rights was fucking hijacked by the same motherfuckers that they were rebelling against and turned into a goddamn revolutionary war instead of an uprising for rights. And when the fucking goddamn standard was fucking surrendered, it was surrendered to the fucking same elitist motherfuckers that the people stood up against in April 9th, 1775. And that's a fucking fact. Learn your fucking history. Maybe you'll understand this shit a little better. Our founding fathers sought separation. We seek no separation, but through this letter and the efforts we pledge herein, we pursue restoration and accountability. Restoration of what? Restoration of what, motherfucker? 1871? You're going to restore it back to this original fraudulent document that it fucking was? Or are you going to separate that Bill of Rights and fight for what you're fucking supposed to, you stupid bastard? We intend to rebuild trust and restore the rule of law, particularly within the armed forces. Fuck the armed forces. They can't exist. We never gave permission. Ultimately, we strive to once again become a moral people, restoring our nation and making it again worthy of the great gift of liberty won by the colonial era American people. They were fighting for their fucking rights, dickhead, and that's the only thing that they fucking gave. The only power we gave to anybody was to ourselves in 1791, period. We gave no fucking government power over us. Never. Was not ratified by the people. It was ratified by the representatives of the aristocracy of the day, who the motherfuckers that the people rose up against. You're ignorant. While implementing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, here you are again, people's voice, trying to validate the COVID-19 vaccine. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. There's never been a fucking vaccine, and the CDC admitted it on their own fucking site, but you keep printing it. Why do you keep printing it? You need some, what you want, you're wanting to move up from that Porsche to a Lamborghini, huh? Fatter fucking wallet. Vaccine mandate, military leaders broke the law, trampled constitutional rights. There are no constitutional rights. There are rights. We have our absolute unalienable rights in our law under the fucking Bill of fucking Rights. That Constitution ain't got shit to do with it. It didn't grant us nothing. It granted the fucking people that would destroy us a fucking power so that they could try to usurp what we won through blood. Denied informed consent, permitted unwilling medical experimentation, and suppressed the free exercise of religion. You keep bringing that fucking up. Try it, you motherfuckers. See what happens. Service members and families were significantly harmed by these actions. Their suffering continues to be felt financially, emotionally, and physically. But nobody else was fucked. I mean, not by the fucking millions. We weren't. The rest of the people weren't fucked. It was just the military. And if they give the military their goodies, like these little fucking, they're wanting to put up these fucking smart cities right around here where I'm at, and particularly for the fucking goddamn vets, the people who fucking betrayed us. Some service members became part of our ever-growing veteran homeless population. Some developed debilitating vaccine injuries, and they were the only ones. We outnumber you by fucking injuries and deaths by fucking millions, you son of a bitches. You're not special. You're only special in that you were too fucking stupid to realize you were serving a fucking corporation to destroy your own fucking people and destroy our freedom and our liberty, you son of a bitches. And some even lost their lives in an apparent attempt to avoid accountability. Military leaders are continuing to ignore our communication regarding these injuries and the laws that were broken. What laws? You're going to cite something here, son of a bitch? I know you're not, because you need money, and you're going to get a lawyer. You're going to get one of the king's esquires, and you're going to pay a law firm, man. They send money. Send lots of money, guys. We're going to get these son of a bitches. We're the fucking vets. Yeah, you've done a fine fucking job. For General Miley, ADM Grady, General McConville, ADM Glidday, ADM Letcher, General Brown, General Berger, General Smith, VADM Kilby, VADM Noel, EDAM Fuller, LTG Martin, Lieutenant General Davis Mick. Mig Adominus. General William ADM Fagan. VADM Buck. Lieutenant Clark MD Francis. Francis, M.G. Francis, L.T.G., Dingle, Lieutenant Miller, Radom, Gilham, and numerous others. These individuals enabled lawlessness and the unwilling experimentation on service members. They did it to everybody, motherfucker, and you were supposed to be there to protect. If you were a real fucking American soldier, you would have been a part of a fucking militia, and you would have been there to fucking put yourself between the fucking innocent and the fucking death shot, wouldn't you? You're just concerned about your fucking self. That's all there is to it. Well, everybody lost somebody. I lost somebody. I lost a couple of somebodies. I lost a few somebodies, you motherfuckers. And Mike, I got a single fucking tear rolling down my cheek for your ass. The moral and physical injuries they helped inflict are significant. So, yeah, you goddamn right they are. They betrayed the trust of service members. They betrayed the trust of the American fucking people. They've been betraying the American people since you fucking signed up and throws up your fucking hand and swore to fucking kill for the fucking corporation as fucking mercenaries, buddy. And you easily proven. And the American people, oh, we're getting thrown in there in the back, huh? Fuck you. We are the goddamn unregulated militia. We outnumber you fuckers fucking thousands to one. You better fucking get your asses in line. You better beg for forgiveness for what you've done to us. Your actions caused irreparable harm to the armed forces and the institutions for which have fought and bled. Fuck you. You've never fought for freedom and liberty. Freedom and liberty hasn't been fought for since it fucking April 19, 1975, period. These leaders refuse to resign or take any other action to hold themselves accountable, nor have they attempted to repair the harm their policies and actions have caused. Since there has yet to be any accountability, the undersigned give our word to do everything morally permissible. I mean, what the fuck is morally permissible, buddy? At this point, we're in a fucking war, whether you realize it or not. Morality went out the fucking window with the fucking Jews over there fucking murdering fucking babies, with the fucking 80,000 children trafficked, sexually fucking abused, goddamn pedophiles. Morality went out the fucking window a long time ago, motherfucker. It's time to fight. Permissible and legal. Possibly to hold our leadership account. Possibly. You ain't going to hold nobody to do anything. You collect a lot of money, Bo. I'm sure of that. We intend to, because it's way easier to hand money than to admit you got to go fight and put yourself to the fucking hazard. We intend to rebuild trust by demonstrating that the leaders cannot cast aside constitutional rights. You don't even know. You don't have a fucking clue of what you're talking about. Plain and fucking simple. And you're going to save me. I wouldn't send you the fucking goddamn grease off a fart. Constitutional rights are the law for political expediency. The flag and general officers are far from the only ones complicit in recent illegal activities, as a significant number of SES leaders and political appointees contributed. Evidence indicates that the other executives agencies are engaged. Executive agency, you don't know what you're fucking talking about. Unauthorized, without fucking authority. You don't know what you're fucking talking about. But I bet you get way more money. Something like the fucking trenches, man. We fucking live like goddamn animals in the jungle. We understand it. We know what's going on. You don't have a fucking clue, and you will get fucking showered in money because people are that fucking stupid. Engaging in illegal activity, however, as service members, fuck you. You separate yourselves from us, go ahead. We separate ourselves from you. And veterans, we feel particularly responsible for the DOD, and in accordance with our oaths, we will make every effort to demonstrate by example how an institution can put its house in order. You cannot. I tell you right now, motherfucker, you cannot fix a fucking lawful fraud, illegal fraud inside a fraud. You can't fucking do it. It can't be done. That you'd be another fruit from the poisonous fucking tree. That's all you can be. We, the undersigned, on behalf of hundreds of thousands of service members and the American people, while appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for guidance, well, that must be fucking me because I know more than you do, you son of a bitch, guidance and purity for intent of intention, mutually pledged to each other that we will do everything in our power. You have no fucking power. You are a goddamn corporate fucking property. You're a 14th Amendment fucking goddamn citizen fucking guy. Citizen slave. You are owned, motherfucker. You are a fucking subject. You have a sovereign. His name's King Chuck. Go talk to that motherfucker, because that's the only fucker. Go beg. And if you do enter a court, you will enter it as a piece of fucking property. And you're too fucking stupid to know that. But you're gonna jump out there, and people, they're gonna shower your ass with fucking money. And the people that fucking know what they're fucking doing, they'll go fucking continue. Fucking censor the fuck out of the fucking truth. Make sure that we are not fucking heard, because we have the real fucking answer, buddy. Go through lawful word and action to hold accountable military leaders who failed to follow the law when their leadership and moral courage was most desperately needed. What a crock of fucking shit. That's all I can fucking say. A crock of shit that's going to make them fucking plenty. I'm going to take a break and get a drink of water. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have here? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Thank you.
watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And no one could ever see it clear. The end is coming so much.
Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days. More wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:52. And of course, that was John Mellencamp, who I can't fucking stand, the communist son of a bitch, and Bruce Springsteen's even worse. But the goddamn words are right. Wasted days. It's a goddamn January 2nd. A whole year of wasted fucking days. When are we going to stand up and stop this fucking shit? I'm tired of wasting my life away, what's left of it. I've lost so fucking much doing this. Nothing. I have to, like that last story, I had to read that fucking shit. Some assholes that don't even have a fucking clue of what's going on in this goddamn country. They don't know who they are. They don't know what their fucking authority is. They don't even know they couldn't exist. If they're going to fucking save it for us, just send them some fucking money. They'll have a goddamn page up soon. Don't you worry.
I'm going to say they're making a lot of money on it.
I'll bet you they do. I promise you they will. I guarantee you they're going to make a lot of money on it. Let me see what else we got up there. If we're on the right page. South Korean opposition leader Lee Jae Myung has been stabbed in the neck, and his video is kind of cool. I mean, what the fuck, man? Look at all these people. It can't be done. We can't get these fuckers. We can't get the head off this fucking snake. We outnumber, they're 1% of the fucking population, people. And they're walking all over the rest of us. And we know it. Oh, why not? USA Boxing will allow men to compete against women with new transgender policy. I mean, this is one, you've got to remember now, this is 1% in the whole goddamn world of these motherfuckers. But you, here they are fucking, everybody don't want this. The people, the mass majority of the people fucking spit on this. This is fucking goddamn, god sickness, mental sickness. But at any rate, this is what they're fucking, this is what they're taking your goddamn tax dollars for, while got American nationals who can trace their fucking lineage back to before this was even a fucking country are living under underpasses with dirty little kids in the wintertime, cold and hungry. But we got time, we got shit for these motherfucking freaks. Make no mistake about it. Starting in the new year, USA Boxing will allow male-born fighters to validate their gender identities and compete against women. Jesus. You see, you won't, you get used to it. The move has generated significant backlash, with a number of women's boxing stars slamming the decision. I would do. USA Boxing, the national governing body for the sport of and the Olympics, added a transgender policy to its rule book that will allow biological males to compete against women. So now they're going to start beating the hell out of the women. Fighters will need to satisfy a number of requirements in order to compete. First, they must declare that their gender identity is female. You can't be nothing but a man or a fucking woman. That's biology. It's fucking fact. This is made to piss you off. This is made to fuck your people into, make your people into immoral fucking shit. That's what it's for. And be over the age of 18. They must also keep their testosterone below a certain level and must have complete gender reassignment surgery in order to qualify. And it is unclear how gender reassignment surgery is defined, through a significant percentage of the transgender individuals do not end up going through with the surgery. So a guy's going to get in the ring. He's going to beat the fuck out of you. I'm fucking the tough. The purpose of this policy, that's what that old lady from fucking goddamn Romania. She told me all those years ago, 10 fucking years ago, at least 12 fucking years ago. She fucking told me how this was going to go. And I mean, this is exactly what she fucking described. The women felt so fucking empowered, she said. She didn't say fucking. She was a nice old lady. When it started turning on them, this is it turning on the fucking feminists right here. The purpose of this policy is to provide fairness and safety for all boxers, USA Boxing explained in a statement. The move has been met with significant backlash from a number of fighters and boxing commentators, including UK-based analyst True. It's like Jordi, who pointed out that the inherent unfairness to female fighters, after stating that he is personally fine with addressing transgender individuals with their preferred pronouns. I got to be politically correct. No, you fucking don't. It's 1%. Tell them to fuck off, and they come near you, fucking trash their ass. Genocide added. Jordi added that I've definitely got a problem with people potentially killing people by having a ridiculous unfair advantage on an opponent. I don't care what the scenario is, whether you're cheating through drugs going into a boxing fight, whether you know you have had 20 years of added testosterone, whether you're using things in your gloves. I don't care what it is. It is not fair. And that's the point. He continued, adding that it has nothing to do with discrimination. And why do you care? Just tell them that these is 1%. The rest of the other fucking 99%, it was, fuck you. You better hide somewhere, you son of a bitch. We own the fucking streets. We own the fucking goddamn rural areas. We own it all. Come flash your fucking shit over here. Boxing star, I'm going to have a drink. Anger makes my mouth dry. Boxing star Ebane Bridges has also condemned the move, calling it wrong on so many levels. I will never agree to this. It's bad enough having trans women breaking records in other sports like track and field, swimming and powerlifting, but it's a bit different to them breaking our skulls in combat sports when the aim is to hurt you, not just break a record. However, I think it's wrong in all sports, Bridges wrote, and I agree. Have to agree with that. And we don't got to put up this shit. I mean, they admit it. They're 1% of the population. How in the fuck do they fucking wield this much power, people? It's because we let them. Because we will not enforce our fucking own law. If the goddamn Bill of Rights was fucking being enforced, if we'd all quit fucking thinking, you know, I've got a religion. Put your fucking differences aside. All of you, get on that one fucking page, those 10 fucking articles. There's your fucking answer. There's the only way you can fucking win. And once you've won, if you still have a bitch with each other, you have a way to fucking remedy that bitch. because that is the law of this fucking land. It has the maximums and it has the fucking procedures. That's how we're supposed to be autonomous. That means that we fucking govern ourselves. The only way that we, you know, I'm at liberty to do any fucking thing in this world I want to, as long as I don't fucking trample another one's rights doing it. And if there's a fucking issue between rights, your rights and my rights, we have the goddamn solution in the common law courts and the common law procedure. And then you have the common law jury that will weigh those, your rights, my rights against their rights. And they, and I'll accept the fucking decision if you will. Oh, what else we got? Yeah, fuck, it's after one. I got a lot of stuff I got to do today. Well, I'm all right. I'm pissed off enough, I guess. You know, fucking, it's just as fucking shit, man. Is it going to be another year of just fucking shit? Is something going to fucking give here? Because, I mean, I'm tired of the fucking waste of days. It's just sickening. It makes my fucking gut wrench. All the time I could have fucking done other things, and but nobody was, I mean, you teach people how their fucking authority is and they won't fucking exercise it. Yeah, I don't know what to fucking tell you. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And hey, think about it. That is the Word from the Trenches.